Hello, everybody. This is Dwayne Bradley, and you are listening to Downtown Destinations. I'm the owner of the Davenport at 194 South Guadalupe, and we're a cocktail lounge. And I am here with my protege, Sam.
Hey, how are you doing?
Sam's going to talk about this luscious cocktail we brought to enjoy with our friends and guests. We've got Brett with Gus's Chicken.
How's it going?
And we've got Walter with Alchemy Records.
Hey there.
So I'm going to pass this to Sam and let him tell you about this drink.
Yeah, so the drink I brought in is called the Pumpkin Snatch. It's going to be in our upcoming fall menu for Davenport that should be released pretty soon. It's a bullet rye based with pumpkin puree and then just a little bit of honey, lemon, and some fresh mint to kind of brighten up the drink.
And you forgot the best part, which is this fancy garnish. It is a dried... freeze-dried or is it dehydrated, right? Yeah, dehydrated blood orange with a lime twist stabbed through the center of it. Pretty sure Krista invented that one. It's kind of like a knife going in somebody's heart. Anyway, we are a cocktail lounge, and we have been in San Marcos for 4 years now. August was our fourth year anniversary. We have two more Davenports. They're both in Houston. One's in the Montrose and one's in Clear Lake. The one in the Montrose has been there for 25 years, which is kind of a long run for a bar. And the one in Clear Lake is no spring chicken either. It's been there for about 15 years. And we've got two wonderful guests here tonight. We've got Brett with Gus's Chicken. Now, I discovered Gus's Chicken in Houston. There was one on Washington Avenue, and we would bring it to these meetings that we had, and everybody loved the chicken. And when I heard they were opening across the street from the Davenport, I was ecstatic. So how's the town treating you?
Oh, San Marcos is great. We are loving it here in San Marcos. San Marcos has something that you don't see in a lot of towns anymore. The sense of community here is excellent. People really come together whenever they have their issues. I feel like the city of San Marcos has really welcomed us. You know, as Dwayne mentioned, we do have a location in Houston. We got our beginnings out in Austin as a franchise. We did San Antonio after that. And we just got a lot of feedback in both of our Austin and San Antonio locations from people in San Marcos asking where we were. So we answered the call. Here we are. And it's been great so far.
And Gus is originally from Memphis?
Yeah, it's from Memphis. Originally a smaller town called Mason right outside of Memphis.
I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Yeah, it's the restaurant as a whole dates back to the 70s. The recipe itself even farther than that. The original location was actually called Maggie's Short Orders. And then, you know, later on down the road, after some of their success, their restaurant actually burned to the ground. And the people of... in Memphis, you know, they came together and they loved the chicken. And there was actually donations from the community to have the restaurant rebuilt. And so it's, you know, just an awesome story as far as that goes. And then in the early 2000s, I believe, Wendy McCrory actually bought the recipe. She worked as a steel rep, used her own money, and as a show of good faith, worked for free for like an entire year before the Bonners actually sold her the recipe. And then from there, it was years before franchising. But the guy that opened Gus's Fried Chicken, Brad, personal hero of mine, he was a great friend of Wendy's, and he kind of talked her into franchising. He used to go in there and rent out the whole restaurant for him and his work buddies. And, you know, he wasn't able to be retired, so he opened a Gus's Fried Chicken, and him and Wendy worked together for years, and it's been great success.
What a great story. And one of the other things about Gus is, I'm sorry I keep gushing about it, but the sides, they're not the normal fried chicken sides. They're like really, what you call southern, like...
Yeah, really. Absolutely, man. Our sides, they pair perfectly with our chicken. We got a simple menu. You know, we do one thing, but we do it great. You can get from point A to point B in our menu in a few seconds, but everything in between is going to be excellent.
You want to tell everybody the address any other information that you have a website or?
Absolutely. Our address is 110 East Martin Luther King Drive. We're located in the same building as Industry, if anybody knows where that is, pretty close to the square, about a block off. You know, we're really unique. I want everybody to know that. It's not any other chicken joint. You walk in, it's a full-service restaurant. You sit down, you get a server. You're going to get served a piece of chicken that is fresh, never frozen, hand-cut, hand-battered, antibiotic-free. Anything we can think to make it better for our customer, we put into it.
You know what else you can get there? A Mickey's Big Mouth. I haven't seen those in a long time. It is a malt liquor. And we used to drink them all the time. Well, in high school, maybe. But they're like a really strong beer, but they have like they're barrel shaped. They have a big top on them, so they were easy to shotgun, I think is what we called it. So anyway, that's an interesting point there.
Yeah, one little thing on that too, you know, as far as our beverage options, we do, you can come in, you can get a 40s of Mickey's, which is kind of an ode to the Southern fried chicken culture. And then you can get a bottle of Dom Perignon if that's what suits you. Champagne, pairs well with chicken. Yeah, absolutely.
In San Marcos.
What a date right there.
Okay, fried chicken in Dom Perignon. Okay, a woman's going to just, a good Texan is just going to love that, right?
It's a match made.
Sam, let that be a lesson to you. Like, your girlfriend, Gus's Fried Chicken, Dom Perignon for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I want to second this. Apparently, this is new to some people. I've had this and it's incredible.
Oh,
I highly
really?
Recommend. This is not a joke to me. I'm take that very. I will eat a bucket of chicken as long as the champagne's running. It really works well together.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Walter with Alchemy Records. And by the way, I went to your shop to, you know. So this is a little backstory. They just called me. I'm the guest host, and they just called me on Tuesday to do this. So I was going, oh, what's going on? I better go talk to these guys and find out what's going on. So I went into both of your shops. I've been into Gus's Chicken many times, but I hadn't been into Alchemy. And I have a young daughter. Well, she's not so young anymore. She's like 18, which is weird. But but she, you know, kind of got into vinyl when she was about 15 years old. So that was our thing. I'd take her to Cactus Records in Houston, which is next to the Davenport, and she would go in and, you know, get some vinyl, and I'd go over and do my work. And that was kind of our Saturday morning routine. And so when we moved here, we were kind of, you know, walking around. You want to go walk around downtown, and we looked at some vinyl. But we never did come in your place. And now I've got a new cool spot to take her to. I was blown away. I like the dark, you know, the dark colors and the open vibe to it, and it's, you know, chock full of vinyl. So
yeah, there's some records in there. We're stocked up. It's bigger than people expect when they walk
it
in.
It is, right? Yeah. Because when you walk in, it's like there's a kind of like two shops and one entrance, and you're kind of, which way am I going? And you look at, oh wow, this is a record shop, man.
Yeah, I've been, you know, it's a vibe. It's a dark theme.
Yeah, and it seemed like you did, you're like, I don't know, like, much about that sort of retail, but it doesn't seem like you leaned into the whole T-shirt and coffee cups and trinkets. It's just records in there, man.
Music, yeah. I mean, we caved. We have tapes and CDs now, but
well, yeah, you know what I mean. But like,
no extra stuff,
right?
I mean, yeah.
So, and I don't know where you'd put it because that place is full of stuff.
We have to keep adding shelving, so it's very complicated on my end.
So, I'm gonna tell you a funny story later. But how did you get into into the record, but into the retail? What's your business genre called?
Well,
retail music?
Retail, I mean, a record store. I don't, if you're breaking it down for tax codes, I think it's just retail.
What's the number? I know my number.
I don't know mine. Okay. My business is less stressful in that regard than yours. I got into it at Sundance Records and Tapes back in the day.
Okay, Sundance is, I wasn't going to mention it, but that's where Lexi and I went when we were walking around town.
So that's a different store. Okay. It's the new one.
Okay.
And that's Sundance Lagoon, and they reopened only a few years ago, the same week I did, strangely enough. Oh. But I used to work there from 2010 to 2012, and it's over where Icy Rolls is now.
Okay.
And I worked there for a few years until we had to close down. It'd been open here for 35 years. So it was a really really big hit for me.
It was that, like, so when we moved here, and not to, to,
yeah,
not to derail you here, but like when we moved here, we moved here during the pandemic, right? Mm. And so it was really weird. It was a weird time everywhere, but
for sure,
particularly weird here, right? Because like right when our bar opened, right at the end of sort of the commercial lockdown, a lot of other places opened. I think maybe that that record store just opened. And I heard some buzz about it, and I didn't understand really the history of it, you know, and what was going on.
Yeah,
but that's interesting so did it close down because of the pandemic or before?
So it closed in 2012 in association with the Mayan calendar. And so it was...
We're full of conspiracy theories. I like that, man.
It's unrelated, I swear. No, but the new one is a very, you know, it's opened by Thomas, and he owned Sig's Lagoon out in Houston. But he was a very close friend of Bobby Bernard, who was my mentor, who I had worked at Sundance Lagoon Records with, the original one here. So we all were really close. It was my first time personally, like, having people that I was close with, that I felt like I had a new family, you know? And so when that closed, I guess I've been chasing that ever since. And I went, I wore some other hats, so, you know, I had some other careers. And during COVID specifically, UT, I was working as a financial analyst at the Department of Petroleum and Geosystems Engineering. And COVID hit, and they had us working from home, so they were paying me to open a record store and didn't know it. So I just started pricing all the records I had at home, and I slowly built up from there.
Do you still wear two hats, or are you just record store?
It's all record store now. That's it. This is my life, and it's awesome.
But during the start at COVID, this is what was kind of cool about this, was that you would do these pop-ups, and you would come over here on a regular basis over here at Zelix. And that's how I first started accumulating your records for Vinyl Confessions.
Yeah, you've been around a bit, so you remember, but that was with Bad Ingredients Records. So that was my previous record store opening attempt, which was just designed to be a traveling record store. And Alchemy was my first brick and mortar attempt.
Exactly.
And it's going really well.
Yeah.
So how long have you been open?
3 years.
3 years.
In the shadows.
And you want to tell everybody the address? I mean, does that tie in with the Mayan calendar?
So it's 145 South LBJ, right by Cat's Billiards. But what's really cool and about this room right here is that we are all within a block of each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're on the shunned side of town, right? We've got Davenport.
The other side of the square.
we're gentrifying that area. Come on, man.
Yeah, we're taking over our square. But what's really nice is how cool that side of town is getting. It's just getting cooler and cooler and cooler and cooler.
I think
spots
so.
Are
You're
opening.
Fixing to have a beer brewery or a distillery or something open up across the street from
it's,
you, right?
Logie's on the square where Aqua Brew used to be.
That's such a beautiful building.
It was. They completely gutted it and expanded from the other side.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy. So the facade on the front is the same, but everything inside is going to be new. So they took a beautiful building and made it much, much bigger. So
that's got to be good for our dirty side of the square. You know?
I have no complaints with people stepping outside tipsy and seeing a record store across the street. Yeah.
So the cool thing is that, you know, I don't know. I've been only here for 4 years, sitting on that corner, just like watching everything. But you see things happening, right? Mm-hmm. Gus has moved in. The Moe's opened up across the street from us, and Crispy Chick. What was it? Golden Chick, right?
Yeah, Golden Chick. Mm-hmm.
And you see like these things that you're going, oh man, no one's ever going to go in there. Hey, somebody's there, right? Yeah. So we're not the only ones thinking that maybe this is a growth market, you know.
Yeah,
so
I'm happy to see it. Yeah. Especially Gus is some damn good chicken nearby. Yeah, it's really helpful. Yeah, yeah. hate to bring it back, but that is some amazing chicken. He brought some for all of us, and we were all
so. I don't know if anybody on the radio hasn't had Gus's chicken. It's a little spicy, and the skin is extremely crispy. You know, it's not, it doesn't seem to be flaky crispy. It's like, you know, the skin is crispy. So it's really wonderful chicken. It's got a great flavor and mouthfeel to it. And, you know, the parlance of the foodies, you know. we kind of get that in the bar business. The mouthfeel of the drink, you're going, really? Okay. Yeah, but this does the cocktail that Sam brought for us does have a little bit of a more robust mouthfeel to it. There's a little bit more body to the drink, if you ask me.
Oh, it is. It's the pumpkin snatch is a really appropriate name because it's kind of filthy, and I think that the flavor really matches that. It's got a filthy quality to it, subtle, but it's just kind of, I don't know. You feel like you're on a date. You know, it's a date drink.
And that garnish, man, that garnish. Come on.
Oof. Yeah, oh, yeah. Krista's got it. I mean, you've got gold over there as far as bartenders are concerned.
So, if you were going to make a prediction about where we're going to be on our end of the square in 5 years, what would you say, Brett?
I would say that we are all going to be killing it. I think, you know, in addition to the new businesses that are already there, there's more going in. Like Cats on the Go, it was right across the street. They're renovating over there. I think Santi's is about to come back over there. And then where Aqua Brew moved to after it moved from where it's at Alchemy, they're moving out there. And Thirsty Planet's about to go in, and they're going to be brewing Thirsty Planet and what's the other one? Hops and Grains Brewery. If y'all.
Oh, really? Right behind you, same building.
Same building.
Yeah, that's great. So
there's just, you know, anything that's not renovated, it seems like it's happening right now.
So there's some interesting, so like if you go towards the square from the Davenport, there's like there's an office building. Then there was a place where it was Solid Gold and it started being renovated as a food hall. Then they stopped and now it's for lease, but they went pretty far on it. So I have expectations that somebody's going to snatch that space up and do something cool with it, hopefully. And then on the other side of that, the city bought that piece of property that used to be a dry cleaners. Was it Comet Dry Cleaners?
Yeah, it was Comet over there on down here on Guadalupe. Right?
On Guadalupe, yeah. Right. So that space, and they're kind of keeping it planted close to the chest about what they're going to do with that property. They've talked about parking. They've talked about a park.
But I've heard about a fire station.
Well, so the fire station is different. Yeah,
the fire station's right across from Gus's and right across from you.
Yeah,
right across from Toma Taco. Right.
My apologies. Yeah, yeah, you're talking about a different.
So
spot.
Definitely, that's going to be a fire station, which is cool. I mean, hey, sometimes bars catch on fire. They don't have to go very far, right there. You know? But so that piece of property, the city's. I think they've got some really. Ideas to do something cool there, but we just don't know what it's going to be yet. And so that's exciting, you know, because it's not just going to be a broken concrete field anymore. Yeah. You know, it's going to be something. So,
Hey, Dwayne, I'm going to take a quick station break here just to let you know that you are listening to Downtown Discoveries on KZSM 104.1 San Marcos, Texas. And the views expressed on the show are those of the hosts, the guests, and not necessarily those of KZSM or SMTX CRA, its governing board. So thank you.
Awesome. So, Sam, I'm going to put you on the spotlight here, man.
All right.
Are you ready? And I'm going to hand you the microphone. We're sharing a microphone. But I want you to talk about where the Davenport's going to be in 5 years, in your opinion.
I think it can only grow from here on out. I mean, like you said, our whole little area is getting bigger. I don't think there's really any other bar in San Marcos doing exactly what we're doing. I mean, we do custom cocktails every season. We have a full custom menu. It's high quality martinis for a great price. I mean, it's a great vibe. We're slowly kind of probably going to change up some stuff and make it an even cooler place to look around, add plants, whatnot, and it's only going to get better, more busy.
I know you know this, but everybody else probably doesn't. We just refurbished our back patio. So when the bar that was there before us, which was the Buzzmill, they had an area back there where they would do shows, but it was still asphalt, and it was kind of in the afternoon. It's kind of hot, and it wasn't very inviting. So we're right in the final throes of putting the final touches on completing it. But we decked the whole thing in. We rebuilt the fences. We put some air, some corrugated openings so that the air can pass through there, so it's not so stifling. And right now, the last touch is to have some sail shades put over the top, so it's going to be all shaded. That should be operational within the next 2 weeks. And so we'll have this, I'd say, at least another, you know, two-thirds of space we have in the front, in the back, or patio space, which we'll utilize for events, and we may open it on a regular basis because maybe people want to go back there and be secluded. I always thought people would want to be out by the road, but it doesn't seem like they want to, you know, as much as I thought. So maybe they'll be in the back. We don't know what we're going to do with the space yet, but now it's going to be usable rather than just a blast furnace. So we're excited about that.
If I could throw in, I just want to say that to me, Davenport has already become a staple, and that if any one of my friends who's from out of town comes by and I want them to have a good cocktail, there really is only one cocktail bar in town to me. Davenport is where you go. Most other places you go, you can get a good drink. I mean, I'm not saying that no other bars don't
and
make
a Jell-O
drink.
Shot.
Well, I humbly appreciate that. That is that's what we try to do, and sometimes you don't. You aspire to make something happen, and sometimes you fall short. So we're always striving. You'll never be perfect, but you can keep trying to be perfect. You know, and the same thing with you. What do you think you're going to be in 5 years?
Oh, well, you know, ideally, I mean, what we're doing right now is planting roots. I really like where we are. I think that the resurgence for vinyl and for physical media is really blossoming with the younger generation, because I believe that growing up with digital media as a primary source is limiting. I don't think you build a lot of sentiment and nostalgia for digital media in the same way. You can't hold it and look at it and remember where you bought it and remember who you listened to it with in the same way. And so I really think that record industry is going to continue to grow, and I'm very intent on growing with it.
Well, let's talk about something that really has interested me. Okay, it's like I was listening to music before the digital age. And was excited for the digital age because I don't have to hear the scratches and pops on the vinyl anymore, or have the have my cassette mm-hmm. player eat the cassette, you know.
Mm. Okay, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
But but the analog versus the digital, the quality of the sound is what I sort of hearken back to.
Sure.
The warmness, the, you know, the tube amps, that kind of thing. And now that's the new rage, you know? It's like...
Well, you know, I think it's so much less about the sound itself as it is the experience of playing it. I think that, you know, I do believe that, you know, you could get a multi-$1,000 stereo system and have better sound. You're right, with, like, you know, just fully analog, but really, like, commit to it. I think it can be an incredible sound, and not to diminish that, but I think that a lot of the times when people are like investing in records and investing in physical media of any kind, it's because they want to have something that over time they're going to have a stronger relationship with and have it on their shelf and have someone come over to their house and say, oh my God, look at your record collection. Whereas like you wouldn't exactly show someone.
Check my playlist on Spotify, right?
Look through my hard drive. You're going to love what you see. You know, it doesn't.
No, I get that. That's like being a collector. I can sort of wrap my head around that too.
Yeah.
I want to interject though, because one of the things that really stuck out to me was National Record Store Day. Was on 420, on Saturday 420. And so I was going around here starting at midnight on Friday night, and I went over here, and there was already a line forming over here at Sundance Records. So I walked down the other end of the square, and there was already a line forming in front of your shop. And there were people out there with blow-up mattresses. And she was sitting there. I mean, and I'm asking these folks, why are you here? Because there's certain records that they were only releasing on Record Store Day. And then the other thing was that it was 420, and so you had pre-roll that you were giving out. And that did make a difference.
You know, exactly the same thing happens at Cactus Records in Houston, because the line would wrap around in front of the bar, and I'd go the Saturday morning, do my work, and there's like, why are all these people in looking around, they're going all the way around the block into Cactus Records. Same, it must be the same.
But in San Marcos, for us to have two record stores that are healthy, after going through this time when all the record stores shut down, that's a good sign about what's going on here as the business and the folks and the fact that we've got people coming and supporting these things. So just a little factoid for you.
Yeah, no, it was really exciting for us to have a line that long. And yeah, handing out free joints did help.
Yeah.
I think probably.
I went by and I handed out some 45s with our card on it as, hey, here's your first freebie, you know. But and they were, wow, I got Gloria Gaynor. I got, you know, and it was fun.
Are you listening, Brett? Because you can do a little chicken hand out there right after the 420 happens. They're going to need some.
I agree. The line on the way out of the store.
That's a match made in heaven.
The first wing's free, man.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
There you go. And here's a coupon for a couple more. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I think that this has been a pretty good show. I really appreciate you guys coming in. And
2 to 3 minutes. You got about 2 more minutes, 3 minutes.
And so I just wanted to, you know, if you had any final thoughts or any, you know, you want to, let's go ahead and, you know, say your address and any information about how to find you guys. I'll start. 194 South Guadalupe, the Davenport Lounge. Quality lounging is our thing. And, you know, I've heard that the drinks might be stronger than other bars. I don't know. I've just heard that.
Yeah. Gus Fried Chicken. Once again, 110 East MLK Drive. You know, I just wanted to remind everybody that we are big into catering. That's something we're really aiming for here in San Marcos. Already developing a relationship with some of the local businesses as well as the sporting programs over at Texas State. So if anybody's got a big event that they need catered, we'll show up, bring the fryers, food, all of it.
All right. I've run a record store, California Records. It's nearby. I have 145 South LBJ, right off the square. And it's open 10 to 8, 7 days a week. So it would be really poor of you to pretend like you missed us. It would be really difficult to miss us. Chances are I'm there, but if I'm not, I really have, and I mean this deeply, the best staff in town. And that includes the businesses here. I mean it as an insult. Our staff is better. I'm ready to put them at a fight. Let them go toe to toe. I really have the dream team. They're an incredible batch of kids. And we are also a acting venue. We have shows Friday and Saturday nights for the most part. Pretty much every week, but you can check our Instagram for updates on that.
Well, we'd like to know when the next 420 day is.
The next record store day is actually on Black Friday.
Yes.
So oh, okay, cool.
There should be a decent line built up then, but I will also have some treats for everyone in line. Maybe not the same treats, but something.
It'll be fried chicken.
I hope so.
Okay, Rob, well, we sure appreciate you having us, and this has been a real fun time. Hope to come back.
And you can catch us here every month on Thursdays from 5:30 to 6:30 and get to hear some more about downtown and some of the businesses and on downtown discoveries. Dwayne, thank you for filling in for Jovan. And guys, thanks for coming in today. Glad to have you all with us. And this is KCSM, LFM 104.1.